Former NSW Premier Dominic Perrottet leaves Parliament after 13 years. Former New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet is exiting politics after 13 years in Parliament. Mr. Perrottet, who is the leader of the NSW division of the Liberal Party and the MP for Epping, will take up a role with resources giant Broken Hill Proprietary in the United States. He announced his decision to formally resign to the Speaker of the Legislative Assembly on August 11. In a statement released on July 19, Mr. Perrottet said, "It has been the greatest privilege of my life to serve as Premier, Treasurer, Minister for Industrial Relations and Minister for Finance, Services and Property. I love NSW," he said. "It has been an absolute honor to represent the 8 million people who call this great state home, especially as their 46th premier. I got into politics to promote ideas and new ways of thinking, and I am proud to have been part of a government that left NSW a much better place than we found it." Mr. Perrottet, 41, thanked the communities of Castle Hill, Hawkesbury, and Epping whom he had the good fortune of representing during his time in office. His next move will see him assume a global role as BHP's US Head of Corporate and External Relations. He was previously touted as a potential Liberal candidate for a seat in federal parliament. He is expected to give a valedictory speech when Parliament returns in August. The Liberal Premier's legacy. At the age of 39, Mr. Perrottet was the youngest person to assume the Premier position, following the resignation of former Premier Gladys Berejiklian in October 2021. Coming into the role as the state emerged from COVID-19, Mr. Perrottet was behind the decision to lift the NSW's pandemic measures in 2021 and accelerate the final phase of roadmap out of restrictions. He advocated strongly for business activity, which has been hampered by prolonged lockdowns, and opposed the decision of his cabinet colleagues and NSW Health to extend a COVID-19 lockdown on July 7, 2021. Mr. Perrottet served for almost 18 months before losing to his Labour counterpart Chris Minns by a slight margin during the state election in March 2023. His legacy includes delivering 5 budgets with strong surpluses, championing NSW's reopening following months of lockdown, and driving the state's largest infrastructure investment, including Sydney Metro and West Connex. He also accelerated the state's asset recycling program and established the NSW Generations Fund, valued at more than $17 billion. Labour politicians pay tribute. Opposition leader Mark Speakman described Mr. Perrottet as a reformer who had a passion for new ideas and imagination for what would make NSW a better place for all. His legacy is one of remarkable achievements and steadfast leadership, he said. I thank Dom for his tireless service and wish him all the best with his new role. A NSW Labour MP congratulated Mr. Perrottet for an amazing career. Well done. Thank you for funding the Dubbo Drug Court and Drug and Alcohol Rehabilitation Centre projects as Treasurer, he said in a comment on Mr. Perrottet's Facebook post. Mr. Perrottet's departure sets the scene for the NSW Liberal Party to face 2 by-elections, after former NSW Treasurer Matt Keane announced his resignation just 1 month prior. Mr. Keane, meanwhile, has since become the new chair of the Climate Change Authority, despite previously saying that he would be interested in a role in the private sector.